Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Dr. Sagar Lonial, and I am the chair and professor in the Department of Hematology and Medical Oncology and the chief medical officer at the Winship Cancer Institute of Emory University. I'm frequently asked, is BD or KD a standard of care in relapsed refractory multiple myeloma? And this question really stems from a recent trial, the ENDEAVOR trial, that compared bortezomib and dexamethasone at the standard 1.3 milligrams per meter squared dosing given twice a week, either intravenously or subcutaneously, versus carfilzomib and dexamethasone, with the carfilzomib given as 56 milligrams per meter squared twice a week, 3 weeks in a row, with a 1 week break. And this is a really important landmark trial in the field of myeloma. And the reason it's such an important trial is that it does appear at the higher dose of twice a week dosing of carfilzomib that the KD combination is in fact more effective and results in longer progression-free survival and in fact hints at improved overall survival compared to full dose bortezomib and dexamethasone. And this probably has to do with two factors. The first is it's easier to keep patients on full dose carfilzomib without limitations such as peripheral neuropathy, as we often see with full dose bortezomib over an extended period of time. The second is that carfilzomib at the higher dose of 56 milligrams per meter squared is likely a more potent proteasome inhibitor than bortezomib and dexamethasone given at 1.3 milligrams per meter squared, again, likely because peripheral neuropathy is not a significant issue with carfilzomib and dexamethasone. And so if one is trying to choose between a doublet using a proteasome inhibitor, then I think there's no question that the use of carfilzomib and dexamethasone at the higher dose versus standard dose bortezomib is probably the better option. I think one of the main questions that is not answered by this study is how does one address the higher dose of carfilzomib when looking at combination trials, and certainly when one thinks about convenience from a patient perspective, coming in 6 times a month versus the subcutaneous dosing for bortezomib certainly does become a patient preference issue. But when one is comparing head-to-head IV 56 milligrams per meter squared of carfilzomib versus sub-Q bortezomib at 1.3 milligrams per meter squared, there is no question that the higher dose carfilzomib is the more active agent. Thank you for viewing this activity. For additional resources, please view the other educational activities on managingmyeloma.com.